time ago, there was this librarian, and she was in the library of the school, and she was busy taking books and putting them away, picking up books and putting, oh wait, this book looks a little bit damaged, it's a little wrecked. So she would fix that book or any other books like that, and then she put them away. And as this librarian was taking care of all of these books, something caught her eye. Just out of the corner of her eye, she saw something moving and she looked towards the door. It was a chicken. This librarian had never had a chicken come into school, into the library. She had certainly seen chickens. She had seen pictures. She had been to farms. She knows what chickens are, but she had never had one come in. So she was startled by this chicken, and she looked at that chicken. That chicken looked at her.
My grandparents, they grew up in southern Minnesota. Matter of fact, didn't just grow up there. They lived there their entire lives, from cradle to grave. They were poor. I mean, they were so poor that for their meals, they would each have a fried egg for breakfast. Then they'd lick the plate for lunch, and they'd use the eggshells and make bullhead stew for supper. They were poor. Well, my grandpa, being in southern Minnesota, grew stuff. And since they needed food to kind of last them the whole year long, they grew a lot of, what do you call it? Root vegetables. So this librarian looked down at the chicken looked up at her, and then the chicken spoke. The chicken went, "Book, book, book." This librarian looks at the chicken. She is flabbergasted. That means she was surprised. She was flabbergasted that this chicken was actually talking, and she thought to herself, chicken's really talking. As she was thinking, that chicken, once again, with a little more vigor, said, "Book, book, book." This librarian, she was like, this chicken wants a book. So she went over, she scanned out that book, a book, and gave it to the chicken. Chicken tucked it under its wing, and as proud as could be, waddled out the door to the frog. The frog, with its beady eyes, looked up at the chicken. And then the frog spoke. It said, "Rabbit,
credit.
You know who was with the chicken?
Frog.
Right. He would say, "Grow, little turnip. Grow plump, crisp, and tasty." Well, those turnips, yep, growing and growing and growing. That there was one turnip in the crowd that really took off. It was like the last week, just like he was like, okay, I'm going to be harvesting these things pretty soon. And this one turnip all of a sudden just started bulging out of the soil. And it was enormous. So my grandma gets the pig and brings the pig over. The pig hangs onto the back of grandma. Grandma hangs onto grandpa. And grandpa hangs onto the turnip and they tug. This cat comes passing by. And so the pig goes, and the cat comes on over. They all tug, pull, and heave. But that turnip did not budge, yes. Along comes a little field mouse. Now, I know what you're thinking. Cat, field mouse, not working. They had so much that they could have fed an elephant that was driving a truck. It takes just the littlest of our deeds to make the biggest accomplishment. Thank you. That is my story. Yay.